We are in Prokim Parak Beis. And this Prokim, as I explained, Prokim Parak Beis, what we were talking about was the Prokim, which is, according to most of those that are Mefarshim in Nefesh HaChaim, a section in which he, without saying so, actually discusses the Hasidim. Actually discussing the Hasidim. He doesn't say a word about the Hasidim, but that's the Messiah that he's discussing, the Hasidim. And to do so, he starts off by talking about what does Anivus mean and what does Gaiva mean. Remember that the whole parak, end of Parak Shlishi, he's talking about how Tefillah, for instance, Tefillah, and then he said also, he's talking there, Begam Torah has to be completely lishma, in the sense, like Moshe Rabbeinu was v'nachnu ma. So what it means, I'm just going to be makatzer a whole shar gimel, it means that I'm standing in front of Hashem. I'm not standing in front of Hashem saying, certainly not saying, give me parnasa, give me osher v'kavod, give me good health. What I am saying is, Hashem, if you want me to do your ratzon, I need good health, I need parnasa, I need the situation to be plausible and pleasant. I just... So, it's a knetch, you know, it's just a knetch, but it's a knetch in the whole gisha, it's a tefillah, and when the difference between Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said the Nefesh HaChaim, where they said, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer, I'm kimat nothing, that was different than Moshe Rabbeinu saying "Vanachnu ma," that I'm nothing. So it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for less than Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu also said "Beged lil boish, lechem lechol, shmarani baderech." He also talked about that, and so did Moshe Rabbeinu talk about that, even in a bigger way. You know, even in a bigger way. But it was always as a company man. It was never for himself. So it's a very, very dakas to kedeher between gaiva and anivus. So if a person is working to be, and here comes the big kiddush in Parak Aleph of Parakim, a person's working to become a tzaddik. So on the one hand, like what's better, well, you know, we all want to be tzaddikim. It's a hard job to be a tzaddik. But you see, in that in itself, a tzaddik has a zich. And a tzaddik is building up my midas hayisoid, tzaddik yisoid oilam. Soid is there. So that gufa is a form of gaiva, not too bad. That's like the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Yosef, tzaddik yisoid oilam, Yosef atzaddik. But you see, with Yosef came along with it, if I'm permitted to say, also a certain sense of self, which doesn't feel right, misalso, misaroi. There was a certain sense of self which gave him Yisoid Malchus, brought him from Yisoid to Malchus, but he was a tzaddik. But a tzaddik, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is unto itself, what's usually referred to as a tzaddik, is not the ultimate madrega. The ultimate madrega is to disappear. So it's a very difficult, and if not, so then you're not the anav like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Don't we say...
Myself, voice.
A voice. We don't see that voice.
So he says that but there is an aspect. That's a good point. But there's an aspect of
bittul.
There's an aspect of gaiva there, which is a lack of bittul. There's a lack of total bittul. So you're right. Is that good enough? Okay, it's good enough. But understand that that's not there. Gaiva is in the point that we have something to us. I'm not completely transparent. Yeah. So we actually spoke about that last week. What it comes down to is Adam Arishon was Hashem is here. I could be here too. That was the Hasasas HaNachash. The whole inyan of the Nachash was you could be Kelikim. You could be Kelikim. So, not serve Hashem, but be a power in this world.
Is that Atzmius in Yaakov? Could that be connected to his vulnerability to the Malach that he's talking about here?
I think that was the issue with the Malach. Mm-hmm. I think that was the fight with the Malach. But I want to say that the reason why it's true, but I think what the Nefesh HaChaim goes out to say is that you see some pretty serious problems with it, because once I'm the tzaddik, then I have this problem, but all of a sudden people are asking me for brachas. So perhaps you should say, I just heard Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita is in the hospital. He's very, very ill, the Rosh Yeshiva Brisk. But his mind is working very well. He's 98 years old. He's struggling. Somebody said that when they came into the hospital, they told the doctors, the nurses, whoever it was, they said, Tzadik Gadol, which he is, by the way. So he looked out for the wheelchair and said, Mach nicht chäusig. What are you making me into a tzaddik when I'm, the Rosh Yeshiva Brisk? So problems come from that. So understand the sociologically coming off the Shabbat Tzvi movement, getting into this Indian of a tzaddik. It's hard to argue with, but he's taking it on. It's hard to argue with. It's a good thing to be a tzaddik. But he's saying that it has to be a tzaddik without guy. But then Perek Beis, he says, here's another type of guy. But remember, by the way, at Perek Aleph, I pointed out, he says two things. Like, Tazuach daitcha alecha v'tisnase levavcha. Arrogance and, what was the second one? He said another one.
Haughtiness.
Haughtiness. I'm not sure which is which. In fact, I don't even know what those two words mean. But arrogance seems to me to be towards other people. Correct?
When you arrogate something to yourself, it means you're taking something which doesn't belong to you.
Is that correct?
Arrogate is...
You're a bucky. Not an arrogating in language. So, here he talks about what seems to be, the first one was, don't get full of yourself. What he said at the beginning, "V'tisnase levavcha," and here in Perek Beis, "Gam tuchal igrim la'adam hisnasus balei." It's mashma that he's going on the second problem. Hisnasus balei, a certain arrogance, or is there a better word for somebody who looks down and patronizes other people?
Supercilious.
Gam tuchal igrim. What I'm saying is that when you're patronizing, it's a very, very subtle form of arrogance. In a way, you're being very nice to the person. Let me help you. But it's a very, very subtle form of arrogance.
It's condescending.
Benign disdain is how I heard it described. Benign disdain.
How you heard what described?
That kind of arrogance. Mm-hmm. You're nice to people, but you really...
Right. You see, there's also, we can examine this, because there's also what I've heard referred to as inverted snobbery. Meaning, let's say you're a big rav and everybody walks in when you walk into the room, so you don't, no, sit. that's a sort of a gaivan to itself, no?
Falsha anomaly.
It's like a no institute.
You know what? You see the real gedolim, they don't even notice. They don't pay attention. They don't say to stand up. They don't say to sit down. Just
that's a Nevada joke. That's a Nevada joke.
Yep. You see it a lot. Then. I don't have the Nisayan so much. Perek Beis. Gam tucho ligroim la'adam ha'isnasus balev. There's... You get to his nasa's lave. What does that mean? Masher who oived oisa yisbarach b'taras alev. I'm, let's say, worshiping Hashem with taras alev. Taras alev. Complete purity. Sheyekel be'enav. Now it's possible that I'm looking down. Chas v'sholoim im yira mi v'mi she'edin yonai avodos avodos elo yisbarach v'machshava tahira. U'makayim kuchol akosu b'taras Hashem b'loy dveikus. I look with I look down, it could be that I'm such a tzaddik, second level of arrogance. I'm such a tzaddik that I look down on people that are not tzaddikim. He's not really davening correctly. He's not really learning correctly. He doesn't have the right kavanos. So sometimes the tahara can bring you to gaiva. Not because I'm a tzaddik, but because you start looking at other people. This is a tzaddik, you could be in the woods someplace. A tzaddik, it's what you think of yourself. But this can affect, he says, other people in the sense that, you know, once you feel like I've got it, like I really understand davening, so now I can look at other people that, yeah, they're davening, but they don't really get it. You know, I think that if you learn a good chapter of Nefesh HaChaim or a good chapter of Tanya or whatever it is you learn, and you dive in with a whole new understanding, and you look around at everybody and say, Chabal, they don't have this understanding.
Okay, that's a different.
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about.
But I'm saying like a negative way. That's already.
Yeah, not like, you know. Yeah.
They train therapists to empathize, not sympathize, because sympathy is condescending.
Sympathy is condescending. I believe, by the way, and I want to be careful here, but I believe that what he's talking about now is actually the first time in the whole Sefer that I've ever seen that the Nefesh HaChaim goes on defense. Let me say it in my words, and you'll tell me if I'm right. Why are you looking at us? Let's talk about Volozhiner Yeshiva. Why are you looking at us like we don't really get it? We don't really do the Avodah properly, not really learning Torah Lishma. Because we're not. You see, in Adayom Hazeh, Hasidish Yeshivas, so, you know, Bachram sit in Yeshiva and learn with a Rekel, with a Gartel, with a hat. Avodah Torah. Avodah, it's an Avodah. Adayom Hazeh, most Hasidish Bachram wouldn't think of learning Torah without going to the mikveh first. It's lo baba cheshbon. Where if you walk into, let's say, a Chevron Yeshiva or Slabotka Yeshiva in Europe, there was no hat and jacket and gartel and mikveh. Mikveh was for women, by the way, except for the only time they opened the mikveh in Slabotka, I heard, was on Erev Yom Kippur. Well, the only time they opened it for men. So there's this tendency, there could be a tendency, for a person who's doing all of the hachanas and the religious parts of learning to look down on the person who's just learning. Now, you can say that... Right, well, you could say that it's Mizrach Lamar of the two things. It's not one does achanas, one doesn't do achanas. One is learning, looking at Torah as a derech of avodas Hashem. And one's learning Torah is, of course, I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to do it, but it's a derech of habana, it's an intellectual pursuit. Not that it's keneged Hashem or something like that. Of course it's lishma. But my general attitude is, why would we be doing this if it wasn't lishma? But the pursuit is a pursuit of intellectual pursuit. So the truth is, I may say, having learned in both worlds, from Hasidus Yeshivas to Brisk, there's actually disdain on both parts, Adiyon was there. Because on the one hand, you know, you could see what he's talking about, that there's a look, you walk into, and I've heard it, Adiyon was there, I've heard it, you walk into a good, strong Litvish yeshiva and say, what are they doing? Like, it's not, like, where's the Avodas Hashem here? Where's the religiosity of what's going on here? They're learning Torah. But on the other hand, you can walk into the a Hasidic yeshiva and say, where's the Torah? Like, okay, they're being very religious, you know, but... So the truth is, they're both not true. But that's because there's been a big merge of Hasidim and Misnagdim, but there's a danger to both of them. There's a big danger to both of them. You know, how many famous stories or infamous stories of the Litvish Talmidei Chachamim that would learn with a Gemara and smoke a cigarette on Shabbos. It was, in other words, you can get carried away with that derech, and you can get carried away with the other derech also, which is like it's all about Avodas Hashem and davening to Hashem that I get pshat, that you're not really learning in the right way, but you. There's two sakanas. But what he's saying is, I'm adding on to him, so nobody should be arrogant. But what he's saying is that, okay, you've taken a derech of avodas Hashem. Let's say he's talking to the Baal Shem Tov. You've taken a derech of avodas Hashem, which is extremely noble. But don't look down on people that haven't taken that derech because they're not as lishman. Listen to what he says.
Wasn't that exactly what the Baal Shem Tov was doing? He was trying to break down. I think where people were looking down on the illiterate and the ignorant.
Yeah, it's a oxymoron.
It's like a Tocho Gabbara kind of thing.
But don't forget that, you know, he was breaking it down, but he wasn't breaking it down with learning. He was breaking it down with, you know, Avodas Hashem. Everybody could be an Avodas Hashem. Tocho Gabbara. I don't think it is about Tocho Gabbara. I think it's whether my attitude towards, let's talk about learning Torah, is a religious attitude, or is it a, I'm supposed to learn Torah. Like, I'm supposed to understand this. I'm supposed to deepen. And it's almost like religion is mafria the Torah, in the sense that, you know, like you don't daven for good shot. You rack your brains. It's not about, like, you know, you don't go to the mikveh to understand things. You know, mikveh spitzel Torah. Get up earlier and scream at somebody, you know. Like, so, but look what he says.
What was the Rabbi Sosomantar in all this? Tell me the middle approach of it. Learning triangles of the Talmud, the Kodesh Baruch Hu from America. Like, there had to be a connection. It wasn't just intellectual, it wasn't Hasidish, it was something.
Look, he was super Litvak. I don't know about the Shnayim. But I would venture to say that the Litvish world went so to an extreme in this, especially after the Hasidim came around, like, such to an extreme that it started to affect midos. In other words, who was really arrogant to say? it started to create a certain elitism, because if I take a kid into my yeshiva, am I looking at how devout he is, or am I looking at how smart he is? And is his devotion even a chasarn? You know, what that? What's that? What I'm looking for? You know, so it becomes a very fascinating taitza, which is all ipcha mistavra. And I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was saying, hey, you know, cool of guys, what about midos tovos? And spoke about Masil Shisharim and. But it's a very interesting question. But what I'm saying is, you see, to me, ani hakatan, I think we're living at a time and in a place where we can absorb and integrate all the different mahalchim. That's what I.
Just rolling in another chemish olive.
Yeah, both. Both. I think it's. I think it can be over. I think there's so many. There's so much to be learned. We call hatzdadim without having to become it.
It's a concern of not becoming something also.
It's harder. It's more difficult. I don't know that there's any Torah. I mean, again, I'm getting off topic. Not really off topic, but out of text. But I don't know that there's any. You know, I'm talking about serious, I'm not talking about people that are flamboyant, any serious from discipline, let's say here in Eretz Yisrael, where everything seems to be very extreme, that you can't integrate into your life. You know, whether it's more Tara, whether it's more learning, whether it's more Avas Eretz Yisrael, you know, once you join it, then somehow it's you're sacrificing the other one. Like Avas Eretz Yisrael, and that's like such a So it doesn't mean that necessarily, I don't think it means necessarily here before we start shiur, we should all sing HaTikvah. But Ahavas Eretz Yisrael, and appreciate Eretz Yisrael. And it's passion. But in other words, if you can't sing all day, that's not Avodas Hashem. But isn't it helpful? Don't we have some hisaris if we sing during davening? Rabbi Chaltorsky told me last year that he was when he was in Lakewood. So he's a Hasidic, obviously a Hasidic guy, Rebbe. So he told me when he was in Lakewood. So Rabarn was there at the time. So Rabarn Zatzal used to call in Bachrim to his Shabbos table to sing Zmiris. Rabarn wasn't a singer, but he loved Zmiris. And when he told me when Shlomo Karlbach left the yeshiva, so Rabbi Michal became the Gadol in Zmiris. That's the voice, you know, the guy. That's what he told me. So in other words, Rabar liked Karlbach because, you know, it was about Menachem, and he created a certain ruach, obviously. Reb Schneier, Sheva Brachas, Rabarn invited Shlomo Karlbach and the whole Oilam that came, those Lakewood guys, they sat on the floor with Shlomo Karlbach singing Dagunim with Rabarn. Okay, so that's a picture we don't usually have. But anyways, Reb Michal says that he was invited. He became like the one with the voice. So the Zviris, he was beautiful. He came to Rabarn's house, small thing. And one Shabbos he had as a guest Rav Mendel Zaks, the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He's a real Litvak. I met him. So Mendel Zaks lived in Mattersdorf for Sof Yom. So he's sitting there with Rav Aaron Cutler and another Bacher and Rav Michal Tversky, and Rav Aaron says, Zink Zmiris. So they started to sing Zmiris. And Rav Zaks was getting more and more nervous about this matzav of singing Zmiris at a Shabbos table. So he said to Rabarn, he said, by the Shver, by my father-in-law, the Chafetz Chaim, Hamin das Nishketan. We never sang Zmiris. So Rabarn told him that's because our Shver at Nishke can't sing him. Okay, so here you have a machlekes to gedolim. Not whether the Chafetz Chaim had a voice or not, but like, what is the right gisha? But one thing is for sure to me, that if it's integrated with balance, I think that's what the gedolim are saying. I think that's the new trend. It's the correct trend to let's try to bring it all together. Used to go to Rav Moshe Shapiro, used to go to Shiur. It was extremely, the only thing, I was devout, but what it reminded me of, I went to many people's Shiur, I went to Rav Volba Shiur, I went to Rav Chaim Shalevich Shiur, I went to Rav Scheidberg Shiur, I went to many Shiur. The one he reminded me of was Lubavitcher Rebbe. Just very, very similar, sort of a Litvish Derech in Chassidus. And Kabbalah and Machshava, they called the Machshava, gave her a new name, but it was all exactly the same, almost exactly. I mean, it was so dachistic that it was hard to tell the difference. He was certainly no chassid, but it's also a lot of Rav Kook, and he was certainly not a kooknik. So it's so interesting how it has to be integrated. Okay, let's go further. I'm wondering these days if I'm hoping that the tape comes out or I'm hoping the tape doesn't come out. So we've been having a problem here. Kol shekein kishi yirei ze'ish oisek b'toras Hashem, to look at another Jew and seeing that he's oisek b'toras Hashem, v'yispainen alav shehu loy l'shma, and to think about him, wow, he's learning, but he's not learning l'shma, yisbaze b'einam mo'ed chas v'shalom v'hu avoin plili haracham on yatzilenu. Terrible sin. So again, he's talking about the arrogance of those that have Tahara and Kedusha and are looking at the people that are just learning. Ki be'emes kol inyan ha-taharas ha-lev ba-avodasa yizbarach hula mitzvah. It's true that one should have taharas ha-lev when they do a mitzvah That's a mitzvah. When they do learn Torah, that's a mitzvah. V'loili kuva. It's not makiv. Kamosha kasavti, right? It doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn Torah if you don't have that Torah. Kamosha kasavti le'el seif shar aleph. I will speak more about this. If I am keeping the mitzvahs according to everything that the Torah says, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, it is not with a serious relationship with Hashem. I'm doing the mitzvahs. I'm putting on tefillin. I'm learning Torah. I'm doing everything. Nikra gam kein oved alekim. That's also called and Oved Elokim va'ahuv lefanav yisbarach, and God loves you. V'chein ha'adam o'isek b'taris Hashem afilu shalei l'shma, and if a person learns taris shalei l'shma, im ki vaday sha'adayin enoy b'madrega gavoya amitis, even if you're not on the highest madrega, amnum chalila v'chalila levazoysay afilu balev. And here's why I say that. This is the first time I saw in the Sefer that the Nefesh HaChaim goes on the defensive. Chalila, chalila, levazoy soy, afilu balev. Adraba, call ish Yisrael, mechuyav gam linhag by kavod. Mashikasa bismaila, oisher v'chavod, v'darsha rabbi seinu zichreinim levrach l'mas me'ilim ba. Just review the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk of orich yamim b'yamina, oisher v'chavod, bismaila. So the pasuk talks about Shlomo HaMelech talks about right-wingers and left-wingers. So the right wing is Erech Yamim B'Yamina, B'nei Olam Haba. The small is Osher V'Chavad. They're doing it for Osher V'Chavad. So as much as the Gemara Shabba says that it's not just B'Yaminoi U'B'Smailo V'Akadosh Baruch Hu, but there's Miyam Nimbo Masmi'ilim Bo. There's people that use the Torah for Yamin, and there's people that use the Torah for small. I don't know how it relates to the political stage of right wing and left wing. But the Torah gives a Mishlom HaMelech gives a bracha l'mas me'ilim ba to those that are doing it for Osher V'Chavad, and they will be zocha to Olam Hazeh because of it. Ubazayir Vayeshev, the Zayir says as follows. In case you're wondering if I am Kabbalistically inclined, says, here's the Zayir and Vayeshev, Tayris Hashem, Tamima. Kama Isloin Labne Nosha Lishtadola by Raisa, how much does a person have to learn Torah? The Chomandi Ishtadol by Raisa Lavilechayim, because anybody learns Torah will have life. Afilumandi Ishtadol by Raisa Blaishtadol by Lishma. And even if you're learning Torah, but you're not on 100% level of Lishma, Kidakayos, because he has some gaiva there, I'm good. Zachi la'agar toy ba'alma dein, I'll get tremendous schar, good schar. In this world, loy dainina le ba'hu alma. Loy dainina le ba'hu alma. What does that mean? We won't judge him in this world. It's okay. No, but we don't know from there that there's any milah in Shalei Lishma at all. Except that you should do things Shalei Lishma because you'll get to the real place, which is Lishma. In other words, that Gemara to me tells me there's no value in Shalei Lishma. But do it anyway because we talk Shalei Lishma, Ba Lishma. That's the pshat in the Gemara. It's not that Shalei Lishma has any virtue at all. But here, the Zohar is saying that even if a person is learning Shalei Lishma, Zachi La'agar Tav, for that in itself, he's Zocha to Agar Tav, Ba'alma Dein, V'loi Dainin Olei Ba'hu Alma, which needs a Hasbro.
That makes sense. You get credit for the act, even if you don't get credit for the Kavanah.
Loi Dainin, so what's the translation? Loi Dainin Olei Ba'hu Alma.
Or not. Judge him.
Right. In this way.
Everybody comes out with a bonum, gets a candy bar. I mean, that's
the
magic candy bar.
This world it says?
Bahahu. Oh, like Daninlai Bahu Alma. In that world.
Next one.
What does it mean? Like Daninlai Bahu Alma.
And I've been critical with your action.
Alma Day is Rahu Alma. He talks about talks about
it's not a great author.
Okay, but what does the Lagar talk about mundane? There's no scar from mitzvahs. What's he talking about?
There's benefits. There's his benefits. Arich yamin b'yamina. Oishir v'chavid v'smayla. Tochazei, which is the Zohar equivalent of Toshma. Ksiv arich yamin b'yamina b'smayla oishir v'chavid. B'smayla oishir v'chavid. Agar toiv v'shalva islay b'hayama. He'll get good schar in this world.
For how about from the smayla? He gets no schar in this world because all goes to...
Got to hope there's a little shalaylus. I think, let me just understand it for a second. In other words, everything we do, let's say you do a mitzvah. So there's, Ephraim was alluding to this. There's the ma'isa of the mitzvah, and then there's the machshav of the mitzvah. So let's say my ma'isa is correct. I'm putting on beautiful tefillin. I'm putting them on properly. My machshava is I'm putting on tefillin because everybody's putting on tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin. In other words, I'm not particularly shmo. I want to fit in whatever my shaloi lishmo would be about putting on tefillin. Or I have nice tefillin, I want to show them off. So what happens is you're getting schar for the maisa. For the machshava, you didn't do any good machshava, so why should you get schar for the machshava? I mean, you would get schar for the machshava, but there's no machshava there. Machshava is the wrong machshava. Now, what's the chiddush here is, to me, with Torah, because Torah is all in the machshava. So Torah shaloi lishma. You see, I understand. Like you give tzedakah, even if you don't know you gave it, somebody picked up the dollar, you get some schar for that, because ufketan, you helped a poor person, you have a schus. But Torah is kulei b'machshava. So if kulei b'machshava, and my machshava shaloi lishma, so what am I doing? What's left? In other words, when you could divide a ma'isa with a machshava, so then, okay, ma'isa is good, machshava is not so good.
But the action was not good, why not?
What was the action? It's all machshava. I'm just thinking and learning.
The act of learning.
So let's touch it up. So what you have to say, I mean, clearly, but what you have to say, the what? So you have...
That's the law of Havana.
Right. No, but you have to say that in Machshavas... Okay, so I'm just going to speak it out. In Machshavas HaTorah, you have two chalakim. You have the Maisa of the Kavanas HaLimud, and then you have the Limud Gufa. So the Limud Gufa is a Maisa, except instead of doing a Maisa with your hands, the Keli of learning Torah is your brain. You're using that gray matter, and you're using it to learn Torah. So I'm doing a Maisa with my machshava. So memela, it shaykh to say the same thing, that the machshava, that the kavana of learning Torah is, I'm not getting to that madrega.
Two aspects of learning Torah. Is learning to learn what I'm supposed to do. So that's
good for shalai lishma.
So but that's the shema for the purpose of what I'm supposed to be doing for with it.
So, right. Okay, but that's not the lishma we're talking about. We're talking about oisik v'teri lishma. Learning for learning's sake, is it anything? And the answer is, says the Zayar, it is. You get a lot of schar. So don't knock the people. All he's saying is don't knock the people that are learning Torah b'iyun, yoyma v'layla, and coming out with writing svarim.
And enjoying intellectual...
Yeah, don't knock it. Don't knock it, because the Zayar tells you it's a good thing. Hare, you see from here, shafilu... Afilu ha'adam asher iskay b'terase b'isparach shaloi lishma karoi. Ela b'shvil eze p'niya l'garmei. The book we're covering. Okay. You got it? Turn your face. Harei sh'afilu ha'adam asher iskay b'terase b'isparach shaloi lishma karoi. Ela b'shvil eze p'niya l'garmei. Raki meinoi l'kintor. That's how it's written here. L'kintur chas v'shalom. You can't be l'kantur. That it can't be. Or is it, l'kantur means I'm going to learn Torah so that I can snob out somebody else, or I can show somebody else that they're a nothing.
Contrary.
Kintur, contrary. It's more than contrary. In other words, it's critical. I'm learning, so it's one thing that I'm not learning l'shma. It's another thing to learn l'kintur. So that, he says, is not acceptable. So that's like b'chiyuv shaloi lishma. It's not just like a...
It's negative.
Right. A person says something, hareza hektish, we say stama lishma. So by Torah, you could say stama lishma. But if he says, hareza hektish lava dezara, So then it's not stama lishma, it's avodah zara. So the same thing is if a person is learning Torah, lakintur, chas v'shalom, asher olav amru rabbi senu, what happens if you learn lakintur? Olav amru rabbi senu zichreinam levracha noyach loy shetehapech shil yasay al panav. Very strong lashon. Better he wouldn't have been born.
It's a fine line if somebody's working harder because they want to get in the Rosh Yeshiva Shir. I mean,
competition.
That's a very fine line.
It's not to knock somebody else.
I know that they want that status. They want that, even if this is the Shema.
I think that's all fine.
That's okay.
That's all Shaloi Lishma, which is good. We like Shaloi Lishma. What we don't like is...
on somebody else.
As soon as you're knocking somebody else, as soon as if there's somebody else involved in this equation... and I want to put that person in their place. So that's lakintur.
It's a kardom lachbar.
It's like a kardom lachbar in the sense of any time you're using the Torah for a negative purpose or a purpose. V'chein amru shenasalei sam ha-mavis chas v'shalom.
Not for a purpose, for a negative purpose.
Negative person.
Purpose is okay.
Well, kardom lachbar boy is a stama purpose.
Kardom lachbar, Mishnah says don't do it, but it sounds like it's okay, right? It's a loli shema, I should have called it.
Is it okay you're using the Torah for a kli chol?
If it's lo lishma, so what is lo lishma?
It's not as bad as this, that's for sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenasa lo sam hamavis chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevea lo sachar toiv. Shemagia lo oysher v'chav. But a person, if it's not lakinter, he gets good schar. Shemagia lo oysher v'chav et v'shalva b'hai alma v'gam lo dainina lo b'hu alma al oysa machshava. In an olam haba, we're not done him on his non-positive thought. You see, in the world of like let's say Rav Dessler, so they tell you that shalei lishma ba lishma, but the shalei lishma also has to be lishma. In other words, like I have a backdrop of lishma. What am I doing? I mean, of course, we're all here because we're lishma. So, like, let's say, like, you're sitting and learning here right now. So that's 100% lishma. Nobody's paying you. You're not getting any kavod. You're taking time. There's more fun things to do. That's completely lishma. Me, is that completely lishma? That's my job. My this. You know, I don't have to enumerate. Is that completely lishma? But... the background is lishma in the sense that if, it'd be more fun to play golf or to make money or to, you know, there'd be a lot of things to do. So there could be a backdrop of lishma, and I'm certainly not lakintur. So there's a backdrop of lishma, but not the b'chi of lishma. So you're tzaddik gamer, tzaddik shein gamer. That's what it works out to be. But again, you know, I just want to point out that what he's saying is, when he's saying that if it's not lishma, it's okay, meaning it's your learning is not devotional. See, I don't know, like lahavdol alef havdolah. It's like if you go to some ashram in the Himalayas. So I don't think they have a concept of shalei lishma. Everything's lishma. I mean, like for them, everything is. There's only one thing. It's only in Yiddishkeit.
They have no meisim. It's all machshava. It's all
gemara. Disappear.
So then it has lishma.
Right. That's interesting. So you can argue that the shalei lishma balishma is actually bedafka, like be mekadosh the meisim around you, bring everything into the picture. Don't have a death wish or a disdain for Gashmius. Yes, use it. It seems to me that that's all part of the thing. But Lahavdil, the early Hasidim, let's say, so it was more about the devotion, apparently, than it was about the limud. I believe that's changed, but I think it was more about the devotion of the debate, because I thought it was coming at it from a completely different gisha. It's a completely different thing. It's not like you're more this, you're more that. Completely different idea. Like, am I doing this to be mustabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or, yes, it's my background to be mustabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but it's not important because, and even Musar was not learned in the early, I always ask people if they learned Nefesh HaChaim in Volozhin. Did he give the shiur of Balazs? Probably not. It's a,
yeah. It could only, be, only to a few guys.
It could be you don't need a background to the Shema. Maybe the background is built in to the Jew. Let's say you have a guy, you know, he's a Jew, he believes in God, but I want you to learn to become a Tuen Rabbani. It's a good parnasa. And that's what, I convinced him that's what he's doing it for. Is that a problem?
I mean, the whole thing is built in, Lishma.
It's built in, maybe.
I'm a Kabbalah.
Take for granted all the mitzvahs. It's doing Shema is okay because I'm doing. I'm putting my tefillin even if I have no Shema. And then he says v'chein harvosek b'Torah, as if b'Torah, if it's not no Shema, you still have the intellectual part that you went through.
Right. What I'm saying, Torah is a chiddush. V'chein b'Torah. That's a bigger chiddush.
Why?
Because Torah has no ma'isa.
But it does. You have the, well, my tefillin has no ma'isa. I mean, I put my tefillin on, if I have no lishma there, if I don't think about it, I don't remember that I did it. If I learn Torah for the wrong reasons, I still have the ideas in my head, the process in my head.
Okay, so that's the Torah. It's that there's a ma'isa in the machshava. That's the Torah. I agree with you. And that's what I said. But it's a chiddush in the sense that the whole thing is going on in my head. Nobody could necessarily, I could be learning Torah when nobody even knows I'm learning Torah. As I'm not doing anything. But
do we have a concept of the Mitzvah Shloshmag of Feed the Sitra Achra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, the in the Berhetiv he brings, that's Lakintur. Mm-hmm. That's only Lakintur. The Berhetiv brings it in from, I'm not saying Berhetiv, the Shari Tshuva, but not the Shari Tshuva, Rakshuva. Shari Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says that only if it's Lakintur is it. Otherwise, it's a steerer to everything that we know.
Is this related to, I mean, if I understood correctly in the
Rambam,
he says that everything's really an exercise of faith, that one thing we can do with 100%, all the Kabbalists, everything else. Is that the application?
Look, Shmuel said this Rambam just now, a minute ago. The Rambam Mishmar Prakim says that when there's a kid, when there's a kid who's learning well, you give him a candy. And that's the right thing to do. That's chinuch. What are you giving him a candy? You're teaching him to learn shalei lishma. So the Rambam is Myrif, he says, when he's a kid, you give him a candy. When he's 10 years old, you give him a bicycle. When he's 18, you give him a car. When he's 21, he gets a good shidduch. When he's 25, he gets a good job. Whatever, you know, you can keep on going until you come to lishma. Beseder. But you know, I'm thinking to myself that, you know, the poskim say that if you give a kid a plastic lulav and esrog, and it's and you say this is for chinuch, good enough for chinuch, or for that matter, a puzzle lulav and esrog or a lemon or whatever, the poskim say it's not chinuch. What are you being mechanech to do the wrong thing? What's the chinuch here? you can't give a kid the wrong thing to do and say this is chinuch. So he's going to get older. He's going to shake a plastic lulav and esrog. So if he's not holding by holding an esrog in the lulav, don't give him one. But to be mechanachim wrong is the wrong thing. That's what Paiskim say. That's what I said. The Shabur brings it. He can't do it. So why are we being mechanach kids to give them candies for learning well when the whole learning is wrong? Shalei lishma. The Teretz says that it's not wrong. The Teretz is, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, that the Shalei Lishma is Torah. That's pure Torah, 100% Torah. Now there's a Madreig on top of it, which is called Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or however in Shardalit he's going to explain what Lishma means. But you see the Maisa Mitzvah and the Machshevas Mitzvah is correct, and the purpose of this learning Torah is not a devotional, that's an extra piece on it. So, like in yeshivas, they talk about like frum alernin, that it's a chasarn, the frumkeit of it. But it's what does it mean that it's a chasarn? Because you know, like you can sit with, you get together with your chavrusa, you know, so you have, let's say, a more chasidically inclined chavrusa, and you're about to open the gemara and you're about to learn. He says, I forgot to go to the mikveh. And then he runs off and he goes to the mikveh and he comes back 20 minutes later, half an hour later, and he says, he sits down to learn, okay, lamar gain, and all of a sudden, oh, didn't wash nagovasser after he went to the mikveh. So he goes out and he washes nagovas. And he's sitting there, nekius. And I have to, yeah. the key is, you know, and then it finally gets out, ready to learn. So okay, Seder's over. So you know, Shayach, such a metzias, exaggerated, but Shayach, such a metzias. No, but they also daven for an hour. So the thing is that you know, whereas the guy who's not doing a religious act, he's learning the whole time. He's already up to Tosfos. So you know, yesh lachkor, in my opinion, yesh laharkiv, and learn from everybody, which I believe is what happened anyway. But what he's saying is certainly, man A can't look down on person B. And it's one of the ironies while I'm talking about this is one of the ironies of the whole thing is that who would you say is more into chitzonius, the Hasidim or the
today?
You're limiting it. they are the first. I don't know. They're the first to say that that's an extremely important thing. It's an extremely important thing. They're not. It's not a libel on them. This is important. How you dress, how you look, your beard, your pace. You know, that's how you look, right? Which is somehow ironic, because the whole, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, he was giving much more credit to the Hasidim, and he was saying that the Iker is with them the this Lishma level, which is totally pnimius. Totally pnimius, but if we don't have it, so don't yell at us. That's what he's saying. If we don't have the pnimius, don't yell at us. So my point being that the argument has changed over the generations. Okay, thank you. Tonight, I always say we're starting the Chabur in Masechet Megillah, the third parak of Megillah. Please come, please commit, and please bring a Gemara Megillah at 8:45.